Kathy Hochul slammed overtoned F post claiming she made NYC subways safer. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 22, 2024. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D, was slammed over a toned F post claiming she had made New York City subways safer, hours after a woman died after being lit on fire on a subway. In her post, Hochul highlighted how she took action in March to make the subway safer, noting that she had deployed the New York National Guard to support the New York City Police Department, NYPD, and that cameras had been added to all subway cars. Hochul's post comes hours after a woman on the F train at the Coney Island Stillwell Avenue subway station was reported to have been lit on fire and was pronounced dead at the scene. The suspect, a Guatemalan migrant, was reportedly arrested. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch explained during a press conference that the suspect reportedly walked over to the woman as the train pulled into the station and reportedly used a lighter to ignite the woman's clothing, according to the New York Post. As the train pulled into the station, the suspect calmly walked up to the victim, who was in a seat position at the end of a subway car, and used what we believe to be a lighter to ignite the victim's clothing, which became fully engulfed in a matter of seconds, Tisch said. In March, I took action to make our subways safer for the millions of people who take the trains each day, Hochul wrote in her post. Since deploying the National Guard need to support at NYPD News and at MTA safety efforts and adding cameras to all subway cars, crime is going down, and ridership is going up. In response to Hochul's words, several people described the post as tone-deaf and criticized the Democrats' failed soft-on-crime policies. This did not age well, Fox News national correspondent Bill Mulligan wrote in a post. A woman was intentionally lit on fire on the subway today, Representative Andy Biggs, R-Oz, wrote in a post. Democrats' soft-on-crime policies do not work. The same day Kathy Hochul declared a safe subway, an illegal immigrant set an innocent woman on fire and killed her, New York State Senator Robert, R, wrote in a post. It doesn't get more tone-deaf than that. The governor must take down her tweet immediately and apologize to the victim's family and New York taxpayers. Kathy, someone was literally burned alive today, Newsmax producer Samantha Kajade wrote in a post. Please knock it off.